InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It is Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have 55 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 33 seconds, the most important election in world history. And we've got the 76 days of hell when President Trump is president-elect. The deep state has promised to create, quote, civil war conditions in America. All right. I intend to cover all the news and open the phones up throughout the next 4 hours and, of course, give you my analysis and pregame on tonight's debate between the teleprompter reading moron, hyena, the cackling witch from the District of Mordor, Kamala Harris, and Trump. We've got so much insane news to cover today. It's massive. But first, even CNN more and more is admitting that Kamala Harris is a total communist. And the list of things they list that she's doing that are so leftist is just the tip of the iceberg. I want to list more of these today. But here's part of that important report.
For the first time on her campaign website, a K-file investigation has uncovered, meantime, a 2019 questionnaire. And in this questionnaire, Harris laid out some much more liberal stances, among them on immigration. So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote, our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE. Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. K-File's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. Andrew, that's pretty incredible on its own when you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find?
Yeah, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU. And this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren, and you really see that in a lot of these answers, and I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's just take immigration and look at what she said here. She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she
supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this. Oh. And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then to end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer mm-hmm. funding, gender transitions for detained migrants. And yet this, as you say, written and verbally, mm-hmm. You know, what else, you know, did you find?
Well, let's take a look at her answer here on drugs. She got asked about, you know, this, the question from the ACLU was, since drug use is better addressed as a public health issue through treatment and other programming, will you support the decriminalization at the federal level of all drug possession for personal use? And Harris answers yes. Now, what would that mean? Well, I mean, the federal all drug possession, that's not just marijuana, which she alluded to in her answer to this question, but it also would mean,
you know, federal level of all drug possession.
Fentanyl, crack, you know, cocaine, things like that. Yeah.
Have they responded to you on her changes on these issues?
So we did put this question to the Harris campaign about the entire ACLU questionnaire, and the Harris campaign didn't answer any questions from CNN. Instead, they just provided a statement from an unnamed Harris campaign advisor that just said, the vice president's positions have been shaped by 3 years of effective governance as part of the Biden-Harris administration. Now, they declined to CNN to elaborate on what those positions were. And then they also provided this statement, which they attributed to a spokesperson saying, as president, she will take that same pragmatic approach, focusing on common sense solutions for the sake of progress. So where does she stand on this all this questionnaire today? We don't know, and they won't say.
It's pretty incredible stuff, and thank you very much, Andrew K-File, for this reporting.
The main broadcast starts at T-minus 60 seconds. Stay with us.
At InfoWars MD, You can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Kamala Harris, who couldn't win a debate with third graders, is obviously an intense drunk and drug addict, bombed out of her brain on stimulants and depressants, depending on what time of day you catch her, is set to take on Trump tonight, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific. And we're going live. We've been live since 8 a.m. this morning with Harrison Smith and the crew, with American Journal, and myself now, the Alex Jones Show, 11:07 Central Time for the next 4 hours. Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m., and then I'm back on air at 6 p.m. with Owen and Chase and Harrison, and we've also got Roger Stone coming up, Benny Johnson coming up, a bunch of other really smart folks popping in. We will be streaming at Infowars.com/show. We'll be streaming in the live show feed area at band.video, the entire debate, pre-debate, during the debate, post-debate, and of course you'll be able to find feeds free to air at Real Alex Jones on the Mighty X platform. Now the number one social media site in the world from number three when Musk took it over a few years ago. Very exciting. So we expect millions and millions and millions of people to be tuned in tonight. So I would suggest all of you, it's a political action point, to take the live show feed that we'll put out at 6 p.m. This is a live show feed right now. This feed will turn into that. We're going to take over all the feeds, the refeed of American Journal, the refeed of War Room, the refeed of my show today. All feeds, so the feeds that are already out and going, will go to the live debate coverage. We'll launch a new feed as well, just so it's clean and nice, at 6 p.m. Watch the Trump-Harris debate here at Real Alex Jones and at Infowars.com/show for live analysis and full debate stream. And I'll put out those posts after the show. We're putting them out now. But if you simply say, hey, watch the debate here, watch the debate with Alex Jones and crew, we'll have limited comments during it, but there'll be some. If you want a feed, obviously, that doesn't have that, tune into ABC News. But we're going to have kind of the Mystery Science Theater style of things. And again, I watched the DNC, did 4 nights of coverage with the crew. I said it's going to be horrible. I don't expect you to watch. Still, a lot of folks watched, millions. This is edge of the seat stuff. So I don't get up there and say you need to watch this, and then I'm just hyping that. When I don't think it's going to be good, I'm like, I don't expect you to watch this. The rest of people are like, this is going to be incredible, the DNC. Let's watch it. I'm like, are you kidding? It's like watching a dead animal rot in the ditch for a month. worse than watching paint dry. But we had to watch it to get the clips of their lies and then juxtapose it with the truth. And so we just giving you a battle report. More than 20 million people watched our clips those 4 days of coverage. So that was the reason we did it. Somebody's got to watch the Democrats. We watch them so you don't have to. But you already see the effects of what they and their globalist cohorts, comrades, do around the world, and it's wrecked society because they have the central control over the banks and over the currency. So when they wreck things, they drive you into bankruptcy and total control and drive you into poverty. Now they can dictate the terms of your surrender where you'll own nothing and be happy, according to Klaus Schwab. And there's a lot of articles out today that right-wing accelerationists are going to knock the power grid out and have a cyber attack with the Russians to take out the election in 55 days. Now, there's no real evidence of that. There is evidence of Klaus Schwab and the globalists hyping it. And who's really cutting off the resources and the infrastructure of the West? Who's blowing up the pipelines and turning off the pipelines and funding Extinction Rebellion to sabotage everything? Who's got all the fake environmental laws in to shut down the West but build up China and India and Mexico and a bunch of other developing countries? And it's the Soros crowd. China builds new coal power plants with no scrubbers every week. We shut them down every week. We can't compete energy-wise. We shut down, as Trump has said. So 55 days out, Katie barred the door because the globalists all over the world are cornered. Populist and nationalist, when they're on the ballot, are winning elections everywhere. The problem is with parliamentary systems, you have dozens, sometimes 20 or more, but usually it's 10 or so big ones, three or four dominant ones, but then you've got dozens of little parties, and they will all get 1 or 2 points, 3 or 4 points, and then they, on their special interest, and then they will combine their votes, whether it's a so-called establishment right-wing group or left-wing group, usually left-wing, and they will then outvote the majority. That's why Benjamin Netanyahu got 20% in the last election. Trudeau got 20%. Keir Starmer, the British PM, got 18%. The current leader in Australia got 25%. It's the same thing. You look at Macron got, 16%? How is he still the president? Well, it's a parliament. So you can run down two-party systems all day. With two-party systems, people, when they're both corrupt and bought, a large portion just gives up and stops voting. But we have a beachhead of populism with Trump that's an outgrowth of the Tea Party and back to Barry Goldwater and then Ronald Reagan, the rest of it. And so that's why the system and the establishment Republicans are with the Democrats against him. That's when you know Trump's who you should vote for, when the neocons and the warmongers and the corporations and the corrupt military leaders and Hollywood and the big banks are giving 95% of their money to Kamala, and then they have the DNC a few weeks ago, and it's all about how they're anti-establishment while they're blue-collar. So it's out of control, whether you're in the UK or whether you're in Germany or whether you're in the US. White people, 20 to 1, are being attacked. For every attack on a brown person, particularly a black person, it's 20 to 1. It's not saying all black people are bad. The majority are great. But the media has brainwashed young Islamic, Arabic, and African, and just in general black males that whites deserve to be attacked. And it's happening. And the FBI tries to suppress the numbers. Upwards of 80% of all the rapes in Europe are carried out by the, quote, precious little migrants who come from caveman-level countries where if a woman's out on her own, you can see one spot of skin on her, she deserves to be raped. And if you rape her and she talks about it, she gets the death penalty, either hung or stoned. That's a fact. And the leftists try to deny that and say, oh, that's made up by the right wing. I could sit here and show you without even, I've personally seen hundreds of videos of women that have been raped being hung in Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Iran, other places. You see a woman in a full black beekeeper suit, you know, hanging. Iran does it usually with a big crane. They just pick you up on a crane. Don't even snap your neck. They just strangle you and you kick for about 3 minutes and you're dead. They like to extend it out. Or they just stone you to death. I mean, would you like me to show you? If they search on X alone, they try to cover up everywhere, I bet we could find 100 stoning videos just recently for you. And it's almost always the woman disrespected, or the woman wanted to drive a car, or the woman got caught going to school, or she got talking to a U.S. soldier. And the reason I raise that is, you know, see all the articles saying it's not happening, just like we have U.S. News and World Report and the Washington Post, the New York Times, they're all saying there are no Haitians committing crime, and Haitians don't eat your house cats, dogs, or ducks at the park. Well, I follow the news every day, and it's well known that the island of Hispaniola in the Caribbean Sea bordering the Atlantic Ocean that had hundreds of thousands over the time of slaves brought by Spain and France to grow sugar cane to then produce rum to be sold back to the Western world. That's why there's black people all over Central and South America and all the Caribbean. Wasn't just the evil Americans, the evil British colonists that brought some slaves in, the lowest level in this hemisphere. No, no, no. Whether you're in Brazil or wherever you are, there's a lot of black folks there because they were brought there as slaves to grow sugarcane and other things. Cuba, to grow tobacco. And that was the Portuguese and the Spanish and all the rest of it. And of course, black slavers and Arab slavers sold it to the West. But the point is, oh, no, only America ever had slaves. We're the bad guys. But the point is that if you read articles about deforestation, just type that in, deforestation and erosion in Haiti, and you can look at satellite photos. I never tell the crew this, and I don't have time to pull it up. But just pull up a satellite photo of a Haiti, satellite photo of Haiti versus Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic is to the east. Haiti is to the west. They just split the island in two between the French and the Spanish hundreds of years ago. And you look at it, and there's almost no green on Haiti, and it's pure green basically in Dominican Republic because the Haitians have a huge population, and they eat and burn and cut everything down, including green trees to burn. And so it's a, yeah, there it is, Wikipedia, deforestation in Haiti. And then all the soil, the black soil runs off, just like happened in Texas from the German and Czech and Polish immigrants here 180 years ago. They had goats. And goats don't just eat like a cow the green leaves of a grass. A goat loves to pull up the whole root and get the water that's in it. But then when you eat all the grass and it doesn't come back, the black soil runs off. It was about a half foot of black soil in Central Texas. Giant oak trees look like the Shire out of The Hobbit. Seen the descriptions and paintings of it, but then by the Dust Bowl, the 1920s, it was all the way up into Oklahoma. It all blew away. And Haiti's done the same thing. So in Haiti, yeah, there's a photo. In Haiti, you don't find birds or lizards, and Dominican Republic, that's an oasis compared to Haiti, has a big, giant 30-foot fence and soldiers with machine guns. You don't really hear about it on the news, but when Haitians try to sneak across it, because they come across and rob and kill, yeah, there's the, see, this, yeah, it's a brown on one side, green on the other. Haiti's there to the west. Dominican Republic to the east. And I've got a cousin who's an Army Special Operations and a bunch of other stuff. And he was stationed in Haiti doing some stuff. And one time, it was a nice hotel he was staying at. He had the Haitian terrorists that are always attacking. They don't really tell the tourists that. Chasing him down the road, shooting at him. And then when he didn't tell a lot of stories, but he told me this one about Haiti. And when he pulled into the hotel, they tried to rob him before he was coming to the entrance. The military was already in the hiding, shot up the vehicle, and he went over and talked to him, and they just took the dead bodies away and washed the blood out and towed the truck in like 10 minutes. And they said, don't talk about it. He said, of course. And that was it. So that's how nice the Haitians are, that my cousin Same name as my grandfather. I'll leave it at that. I got to get him on the show sometime. I mean, that stuff's not even secret. It's been all over the world. My army, 35 years, has been out now. Afghanistan, Iraq, you name it. But none of the stuff ever killed him except a spider bit him on the head in Iraq. Swallowed his whole head up, almost killed him, but when he was sleeping. But the point is that my personal cousin, good friends of mine, almost got killed by Haitian terrorists. And that's what they do. They hate the Dominicans. They hate everybody. They hate themselves. And the Dominicans are brown and black. And they, if you're Dominican, they try to kill you because they hate that they have kept their land up and done it properly. So I'm not saying all Haitians are bad people, but, I mean, if you talk about a place that's got the nastiest behavior and voodoo, and, I mean, I've talked to aid workers that have been there. They just say they'll just grab a cat or dog if they find it and just start, like, demons eating it because they're into being possessed. You know, that's what they're known for. And I've got all these mainstream news articles before it was politically incorrect admitting Haiti has a major cannibalism problem. And, you know, the main leader there now is an admitted cannibal, Barbecue Bob. And they also get you and drug you with pufferfish poison and then bury you so you think that you're a zombie and then you're a slave. And they put white powder on you once you're a slave. And so it's like psychological warfare. So there's all these zombies, the people that believe they're controlled by a voodoo master. And it's all a bunch of theater. But, man, it's just superstition taken to the 10th degree. And, again, I've got all the news articles right here. Nope. Haiti's wonderful. It's totally wonderful. Let's bring it here. And it's totally made up. Nobody's eating your cats. Well, I posted it on X. I didn't see it on my list. If you guys go to my X account, Relux Jones, and pull up the post I put up like last night, where since people are saying they don't eat cats, here are Haitians speaking French in America barbecuing a house cat on the open flame in the house. And we got them killing the ducks and killing the geese and grabbing them. And you got the police reports and you have video of the police in Springfield, Ohio, pulling up. There's a woman in the parking lot, thinks she's a demon, eating a just killed cat with blood all over the place. I showed you that yesterday. So, guys, get me that clip we played yesterday. And then get me the one that's on X, got millions of views, of the woman. They're like, why are you the cat? I like the cat. I mean, yeah, here you go. So, I mean, just please. By the way, that cat looks really skinny. That's what most cats look like. They're really skinny when the hair's not on them. So these are some Haitians having a delicious meal. And here's the woman. Yeah, back it up. Imagine she's like a vampire. The throat's torn out. The woman calls the police. They show up, and she continues to gobble and shows her teeth. I mean, here, go ahead and play it. Play both of the audio. Play them back to back. Here they are.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me. Smile at you.
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with him.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society, see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
And they're speaking some weird mixed dialect. It's like Creole, I guess. And then also, would you like to see in Europe, in France, and in Italy? I've got endless videos of barbecuing cats. One of the more famous ones is right outside the Colosseum. And people are walking over, and the lady finds her cat. She says, why are you? And he says, I'm eating it. But what's the big deal? It's a delicious meal. By the way, I have more articles about the migrants have been arrested for killing a bald eagle and eating it. And they're like, it's a bird. And look, to a lot of people, it's so weird. There's somebody's dog. Delicious meal. Your TV viewer, you can see this. Radio listeners being spared it. I mean, it's well known that this stuff goes on. I digress. I forgot what I was going to say. Look, what we do know is after 10 years in Europe, 80%+ of the, quote, migrants never get jobs. Yeah, two illegal Honduran migrants are arrested after shooting down a bald eagle they plan to cook and eat in Nebraska. As sheriff reveals, the local community is in an uproar. I remember the point I was going to make. You see the articles all the time. I've seen it in the local paper. Back 15, 20 years ago, whenever it was, whenever Dripping Springs was still pretty rural outside Austin. Now it's a big city. Yeah, there's in Rome cooking the cat, delicious meal. And the lady's like, in Italian, why are you eating my cat? She goes, it's delicious. I'm cooking here. So people will, it happens all over the country. They'll drive by some rural house, but now the town's encroaching on it, and they'll see somebody out by their tree or in their garage butchering a deer. And they call animal cruelty and say the guy killed a deer. So it's normal to go catch fish and gut them and all this. It's just not normal to eat people's, you know, the ducks at the park or your dog or your cat, and they just don't even know they're not supposed to do it. I mean, if there's an animal running around in Haiti, it ain't going to be along. It's not going to be alive. You don't see dogs. You don't see cats. They eat them. They eat them. They eat people. I have video of North African Al-Qaeda eating people in communist China during the Great Leap Forward Cultural Revolution. They created giant stew pots. You can look this up. Just type in communist Chinese cannibalism. Communist Chinese flesh parties. And there's photos of these big giant pots. They're like 8 feet, 10 feet tall. And you just throw the bodies in and cook them for days. And they're just ladling out heads, arms, just delicious meal. And that was the communal events. And Mao Zedong would go in and they'd bring him a leg or whatever. And he would just eat it. He didn't bathe. He had sex with like seven women a day. This is in mainline history. The Chinese admit this. They write about it. They're proud of it. So in any of these ancient cultures that have had famines, cannibalism is in the culture. And I've always said, if I need an organ someday, I'm not going to take it from a dead Chinese person. And I've gone to six or seven doctors to get my Achilles that I didn't get fixed right away. They would have just stapled it when it tore 10 years ago, but it was only 50% torn. It tore more until it's like 80% now. So I've been, a lot of doctors say, I won't even do that. It's too reconstructive. But I found one, what was it, Houston, one in Dallas. They basically told me the same thing. You know, they did the scans, all that. They're like, yes, we've got tissue. We've got, and I go, they go, it's cultured tissue from China. And both times I said, don't lie to me. It's a cadaver, isn't it? And they're, well, we take some cultured tissue, though, and wrap it around it. And they said, you know, we don't recommend one from the U.S. They're usually old people. And I'm just like, what else can I do? They go, well, we can take, there's two tendons in your big toe. You don't need both of them. It's a small tendon, but they said they would need to take muscle out of my ass, my gluteus maximus, to do that. And that's probably what I'm going to do soon. But I'm going to be in a cast for 7 weeks. I'm not going to take some murdered Chinese persons. I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners, that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalists' own documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out. Because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I believe in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer. Isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men. Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now, please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I kind of digressed for the first 30 minutes of the show, but it's important to talk about the lying and deception into all the illegal aliens and the crazy way they live in their countries, and that's the reason you don't want to live in those countries. And you bring people from those countries here. It took generation after generation after generation in Europe to develop basic civilization. And then it took generation after generation after generation to accelerate it and get where we are here in America today. And then you bring people in that have lived in dirt huts their whole lives, that the grocery store is any lizard or bird they can find. And I mean, again, I put the articles on screen. The crew found them. Destruction of wildlife and deforestation and erosion in Haiti. And you can see the photos, the videos. It's hellish. And then you bring these folks here and just dump them out on the road and give them $3,000 a month. That's just the federal money. And then $1,000 local, they're getting $4,000 they at least. They kick part of it back to the Democrats, so they buy a car. People sell them cars illegally. And they're all wearing nice clothes and they got cell phones. But they live in the cars or they live in tents or they, 10 of them, get a little house next door to you. And then it's on the news. Yeah, we had 10 chickens in our backyard because Springfield, Ohio's rural. Was only 50-something thousand people. Now it's 70-something thousand with the Haitians and more coming. And they're like, my chickens are all gone. My dog's gone. My cat's gone. Oh, what's in the front yard? Oh, there's a Haitian lady eating my cat. I mean, she didn't even take it home to cook it. And there's police reports where the neighbor looks out, can't find their cat. It's been gutted. It's hanging to. That was in the winter, that report. It's just hanging. And that's what you do here. My grandfather would shoot a deer, gut it. And it was really cold inside the deer camp building, shack. Got photos of this when I was a little kid. When it would get cold enough, they'd leave them up for a day or so or 2 days hanging in the cold to cure the meat. Well, you just look out, there's your cat hanging out of a tree. Same thing. So they don't know any better. But they're signed up, and they're going to be Democrat voters. But it gets worse. In Michigan, in New York, in Minnesota, I have newscasts where now suddenly they're playing call to prayer at massive decibels. I'm going to cover this next hour. The Islamic call to prayer. And by the 90s, you notice you never hear church bells anymore. Because the ACLU and the left and the atheists had massive funding to sue and say, that's religious. We don't like knowing what time of day it is. Oh, it's 1 o'clock. Bong. It's 2 o'clock. Bong, bong. It's 3 o'clock. Bong, bong, bong. It's noon. Bong, bong, bong. Notice, if you're old enough, remember when you were a kid? Even in Dallas, I didn't live in the middle of Dallas, but I lived on the edge of it. I mean, you'd hear, bong, hear the church. You don't hear church bells because that's a religious thing, and you don't want to push your religion on people. But now if you're in New York or wherever, you hear the 20 blocks away. I mean, they blast it as loud as possible. The left loves that because it's not Christianity. So I got that. But that's that issue. I need to get into the debate tonight and what I think is going to happen or the different things that are going to happen. I need to open the phones up, take your calls. I need to get into all these mainstream corporate headlines being paid for saying, oh, organic food causes cancer. Healthy food's what's bad. That's why everybody's getting cancer. Not the poison shots. Processed foods are good for you. That's the new headlines. I mean, these people are sick. Also, we're going to be getting into a lot of election fraud news. Of course, always one-sided, where the Democrats are being indicted, they're being convicted, they're being caught everywhere, all over the country, from Texas to Michigan to Ohio to Pennsylvania to Georgia. But then there's still the headlines. There's no fraud. Anybody that questions an election is a scammer. The number one sign of a free, open election is people watching and looking for it. But if you're not supposed to. And on top of that, Republicans with their SAVE Act, has run into trouble on citizenship voter ID bill. So the Republicans can't even get together. Speaker Johnson can't even get it done to put it to a vote to make you have an ID to vote. And then we've got new footage of election officials openly telling people how to steal the election. And then we've got that's in Dallas County, Texas. The election worker publicly, they don't even hide this stuff. And that ties into a new James O'Keefe video, O'Keefe Media Group, where a Google executive admits they totally skew things for the Democrats. Not just with how they advertise or what they push when you search something or what you see, but in the money that's spent. And they're also matter of fact, kind of like last week, you got the UN like, yeah, we're a total fraud. We don't do anything good. We're total tyranny. Yeah. And then this week, oh, yeah. Google, we're just, stealing the election best we can. And then also last week, oh, yeah, the head spokesperson, not the spokesperson, the head of public affairs for the most important branch of the DOJ in the country, the Southern District of New York, saying, yeah, it's totally political. It's all a giant scam. He's totally innocent. It's blowing up in our face. It's a disaster. They change the charges as they go. Double jeopardy. He's totally innocent. Politically motivated. It's just all there. And they know it. That's what's crazy about it. is you sit there and you're like, wait, this trial, I'm already found guilty, and it's a movie set, and the judges are following scripts, and you say it to them, they go, they laugh at you, like, yeah, you didn't know? I was naive 25, 26 years ago. I thought I was awake. And they had a smart growth sustainability conference put on by the mayor, Kirk Watson, at the new Austin Convention Center at the time. And I go down there. I got a camera, and I interviewed Michael Dell and others. The footage is there somewhere. We ought to find it. And I'm watching these conferences, and there's former Dallas Cowboys and all these wealthy people there. And I'd walk up to him and I'd say, I just watched that conference. I'd say to like the Dallas mayor or whatever, there'd be a Dallas Cowboy sitting there with him talking. I just remember that particular Dallas Cowboy. I'm like, hey, you guys just admitted you're taking all this farmland west of Austin and east of Austin and south of Austin in the county, and you're giving farmers and ranchers pennies on the dollar, and that you're saying it's going to be an environmental zone, but you admit within 10 years you'll turn around and sell it, and the mayor has a bank, he later became a state rep, and he's running it through his bank. This is illegal. You're taking the property to then, through eminent domain, to then develop it later. And literally the Dallas Cowboy goes, get out of my way. Of course we are, you dumb. They were laughing at me like, of course we are. Because they were so arrogant back then, because it was only really corporate media. I was on Access TV and had a local radio show. I guess by then it was starting to get syndicated. But back then they thought they had it all done. Agenda 21, everything. That was like 1998 or something. And I'm like, wait, you know it's criminal. Like, because, I mean, I knew the people on stage were criminal. They had like the Rockefeller Foundation, the Audubon Society, all those guys that, you're going to die? Give us your land for an environmental zone. And then as soon as you're dead, they sell it. That's all this is, folks. It's like the head of the World Wildlife Fund, Prince Bernhard, had to step down in the 80s. Because he was caught in Kenya and a bunch of other countries where they'd taken hundreds of millions of acres total, but corridors of hundreds of thousands. He was caught in multiple African countries running secret hunts and selling the rhino horns and everything. And then it was the World Wildlife Fund that was actually the biggest poacher in Africa. So, like, take the Red Cross. You volunteer for a hurricane, you're great, give money to it, you know. It's a great organization down low, but the original intelligence agencies, going back to the Hospitallers in the Crusades, that's where the term hospital comes from, is a crusading group of knights that also did medical care, the Hospitallers. And this is in the mainline history books, that's where the Red Cross comes from, is the Hospitallers, and also the Knights Templars were closely associated with it. And today, the Red Crescent with the Muslims and the Hospitallers and the Red Cross is the oldest continually operating intelligence agency in the world. And that's, I mean, you'll hear about how missionaries and doctors on foreign missions are usually intelligence agency. I mean, half of them probably are on average. I mean, that's because they're there, they're trusted, they're watching, they're getting intel, they can do other missions, kill people, whatever you need them done. That's the government favorite type of assassin is actually a physician. Large corps of physician assassins are already in place in hospitals and things, can kill you when they need to. They get the order. And it was the Red Cross from the police and firefighters I talked to on 9/11 that they heard the countdown to blow up Building 7. And the feds that were in on it, not the rest of the feds, were using the Red Cross channels to run the demolition of all three towers. And the cops that were actually getting on that channel, we're hearing them talking code and stuff, but then heard the countdown and saw Building 7 blow up. I've got PBS when the countdown happened. Hey, we're getting the countdown. Get back. They're going to blow it up. Get back. And we later found the cops on there that are saying that, had them on the show. They're like, yeah, we heard the countdown. It was the Red Cross. So you'd never think of the Red Cross blowing up Building 7, or at least being in control of it. You're like, oh, that's the Red Cross. Nice guys over there. It's like the heart of the Crusaders. It's a military operation, but it's like, oh, we're the Red Cross. We're here to help you, hospital. We're your doctors. So see, that's why they use women now to be all the corporate chiefs that take your rights and sell body parts. And we're just taking the babies alive. I'm a woman. It's non-threatening. Oh, it's a hospital. Oh, it's a woman. Oh, it's non-threatening. Because if you're wearing a black uniform with a skull on the cap like a Nazi, you're like, oh, that's the bad guy. And they were like, hey, on guard, we're openly going to come after you. So we're wearing black, we're wearing skulls, we're going to kill you. They decided to kind of be out in the open with it. But that's not the way it all works, folks. So we've got that we're going to be getting into. And I just want to open the phones up at the start of the next hour on the debate tonight. What are you expecting? What tricks do you think she'll use? I've got a bunch of examples. I'm going to go over my predictions. And I'll go ahead and kind of state those now. No, I've got a lot of notes here. I'll do that when we start the next hour, then I'll go to your calls. But in the meantime, the first thing I want to get to now is this. This is such a great thing that's happened. I've talked a lot about this, that Trump needs to come out and not just say they stood down, but that they clearly were helping crooks. He was being protected. They pulled the security off. They didn't allow communication with local police and the Secret Service. CNN covered that speech and hadn't done it in a year before. They were intending to have the head shot and blow Trump's head off that day. And at first, they didn't even say he'd been shot. They said, oh, he just fell down for about 8 hours. And we've already gone over that, but you know the background. You know what went on. 96 minutes walking around, rangefinder, bag, bike. The police saying, stop him, interview him. No, we're not going to. He's on the roof. Hayes on the roof. Stop him, 26 minutes. On the roof with a gun for 6-7 minutes. People running by the hundreds pointing. Secret Service then lied and said they shot him. It was the local police shot him. That's all been confirmed, but back of the news in congressional testimony, things like that. So they stood down. They tried to get Trump killed. I'm not just saying all the Secret Service were in on it, but definitely the ones that stood down. I mean, we need to be in front of Congress, the sniper. Okay, we heard you shot crooks, but now we learn it's the police. Who was on the radio? Who was on your cell phone telling you not to take the shot when he's up there for 6 minutes with a gun, climbing around and then pointing it at Trump? And Trump said, if I'd have been told there was a security risk, I wouldn't have gone out then. So now Melania has come out and said that basically it was an assassination attempt and that she calls for the truth. Yes. Let's also get her saying the Lord's Prayer. I was going to play that last week, but I never got to it. The full version. So she understands they're trying to kill her husband. The media tries to spin it like she's not supportive, that she doesn't go on the campaign trail. She's never been a big part of the campaign trail. She takes care of the family. She takes care of Mar-a-Lago. She takes care of the businesses. She is Trump's main confidant. They are like peas in a pod. And she's totally loyal. But when it's key to support her husband at inaugurations or things like that, or the RNC, she's, you know, things like that, she's supportive. But here she is when it counts. Boom. Why didn't law enforcement arrest the shooter before the speech? Melania Trump releases powerful video on the attempted assassination of her husband. Here it is.
The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth.
All right. Yeah, Trump needs to come right out and say they got 325,000 admitted children, upwards of a million estimated that are missing, many in sex slavery, masses in slave labor, and Kamala did it. She was the border czar. When she tries to moralize and say he's bad, she's going to hit him with, you keep women from having abortions when they've been raped. She's going to hit him with a bunch of other crap. One-liners. The media will declare her the winner even if she didn't show up. You got Pelosi saying Trump won't show up, which is total crap. Everything they're worried about with her, they say Trump's doing. I'll get into it more next hour. But Trump absolutely needs to get hardcore. He's already doing it. And explain the deep state's criminal. He's going to prosecute it because they have to be prosecuted. It's not vengeance. It's not violence. They've done it. They started it. And so they're like, oh, my God, everyone's scared. He's going to arrest them. Well, have you committed a crime? Yeah. We can't leave the deep state in there and then put Trump in there and then they all attack him and continue to attack us. Look at everybody they've put in jail. Look at how they tried to outlaw questioning an election. Look at all the human trafficking. He's got to hit the human trafficking. He's got to promise to end this potential for World War III in Ukraine. He's got to push a peace deal in the Middle East, which he says he'll do, which was already successful. But he's got to expose the human trafficking and sex slavery. He's got to come out about them trying to assassinate him more and keep that in the news so people remember that, because that gave him a super surge. But Trump, you know, thinks it's tough to not bring up stuff and just kind of bull through it. He talked about it a little bit, said he believed in God. He thanks God for saving him. And he did it for a couple of weeks, but now he barely talks about it. And now he needs to say, we already basically know there was a stand down. Clearly, a lot of people want me dead. The Democrats have turned the rhetoric up saying they want me dead. And a lot of them celebrated when this guy tried to kill me. So where there's smoke, there's fire. When I get in, there's going to be an investigation of not just my attempted assassination, but the attempted assassination of Reagan, RFK, and JFK, and Martin Luther King. And make it all about that, which he's done some. And he's come out and said he'll sign an executive order and ban government censorship and collusion and fire people that do it. Great. But keep hammering it and hammering it and keep bringing it up. Don't just talk about it once or twice. Hammer the open border human trafficking. When you talk about the border, the human trafficking and the crime wave, keep hammering. Talk about the attempted assassination, the stand down, and how the cover up, and they've clammed up and lied about everything that they did say. Everything the Secret Service deputy director and director said was lies. And he was the one that turns out ran the thing. Ronald Rowe. Ronald Rowe needs to be investigated. And yeah, let the bureaucracy know we're done with you. You've already hurt us. You've come after us. You've killed hundreds of thousands of us with fentanyl and your poison shots. It was Biden tried to make the shots forced to try to keep the lockdowns going. Trump tried to end them. And he's far from perfect, but Biden's 100% guilty and Trump's 10% guilty. And I know Trump and I know what he was thinking. I know they lied to him. And so I'll hold my nose on that, because the alternative is total destruction. There will never be another free or fair election in our lifetimes without violent revolution, which I don't want. If they're able to steal this election, they're going to sew up the fraud like Venezuela and so many other tyrannies. And all the mainline analysts agree with that, and so does Trump. So that's all coming up. But great job to Melania, just saying it like it is. Deliberate stand down. Tried to kill my husband. We know you did it. She needs to go all the way. Because everybody I talk to, even liberals, they go, of course they tried to kill him. You've seen the liberals all over the news. In fact, pull up some of those people. Bunch of women, bunch of men. Yeah, I'm pissed off they didn't get him. But more will come. I can't wait till he's dead. I'd give somebody money to kill Trump. Remember those quotes? And all their TV shows and movies and Snoop Dogg and Let's Kill Trump and all the people on national news saying, you know, somebody's going to kill this guy. Deep State's going to kill this guy. Former CIA deputy head that actually ran foreign assassinations. It's on CNN saying we're going to kill this guy. The intelligence agencies have six ways of Sundays to get at you. Chuckie Schumer. They feel insulated. They feel invincible. That's why we have tyranny. They're arrogant, but not so much anymore. That's good. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence, America's third president. Can't read his quotes enough. What a genius. All right. I'm going to open the phones up early next hour. I'll give out the number at that time. We'll go ahead and fire the phone system up now. I'll give the number out in a moment. And I'm going to do it again. I'm going to take a lot of calls today. So in the first hour of calls, in the second hour, it is first-time callers. But then after we load the phones up, that'll just take a few minutes. Then when you hear a caller hang up, anybody can call. But I want to give first-timers again a chance. The show's so big. They've tried and tried and tried, never gone on. First-time callers coming up. I'll get the number out right when we start the next hour. All right, I'm going to break. I'm going to be very, very clear with everybody, because I've been clear about this. We have game-changing, incredible products, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, the very best, lowest prices, so important, all the stuff going on in society. We have the best durable foods, the lowest prices. We have great T-shirts, limited supply, limited edition. We have great books, great films, but really amazing supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we fund this operation. Everybody, going into the winter particularly, the fall and winter, needs to be on Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You need to be on our 1,000-milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc that is the dominator for your immune system and overall health. And it's amazing. And that's discounted 40%. And that's got to end soon. The sale's got to end soon because we're close to selling out of the vitamin C. We're also very, very close selling on a lot of the products. Nitric Boost is 40% off. That sale is going to end soon. It's got all these known natural compounds that increase nitric oxide in the blood, that opens up and cleans out your blood and arteries and veins and capillaries and takes the toxins out. It has a lot of other great effects as well for your libido and stamina and energy. Nitric Boost from InfoWars MD, the full spectrum CBD gummies, and full spectrum 1,000 milligram tincture. We sell it for $40 less than the exact same people we buy it from that are a top company. People are paying $120 all day for a 1,000 milligram bottle of tincture. And it, you know, it costs them like $20-$30 to produce. But there's a huge markup. We don't do it. At $60-something, you cannot beat the deal on our liquid tincture CBD full spectrum. It's private label from the top groups in the country. Libido RX is amazing. Superfood Greens is amazing. We have Turmeric 95 because sometimes body sells out. But InfoWars MD, we have a great supplier. It doesn't most of the time. It's got the same 95% curcuminoid, a little bit different other ingredients. So it's apples and oranges. But the turmeric is the same thing. InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then my dad's company, DrJonesNaturals.com. And I know 60% of the great products are sold out and people are frustrated. My dad's taking all the money he's got and he's reordered 10 of the products that'll be in, some in about 3 weeks, some in about a month and a half, and some in 2 months. Like Turbo Force will be in 6 weeks. And I know that's super popular. So a lot of stuff that's not available at InfoWarsStore.com is now available at DrJonesNaturals.com. But the stuff that's there is great. Foundational Energy, Next Level Foundational Energy, is about to sell out. It is not like any other stimulant out there because it's not a stimulant. It's concentrated organic methyl folate, the breakdown of and the concentrate of folic acid with 100% absorption by the cells, blasts them out, cleans them out, re-energizes them. And so at the base level, it just boosts all your energy. And it feels like you've had 3 cups of coffee, 4 cups of coffee, but with no jitters and no weirdness and no irritability. It is, well, I don't know. If I take the full dose, I get a little wild. I mean, I'm on it right now. I'm Captain King Kong right now. I'm finally taking all the supplements. Sometimes I forget to take them for a few months, and you notice I'm back on it all right now for about 5 weeks. So Next Level Foundational Energy, drjonesnaturals.com, all the nano silver products, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain, the Rocket Rest is incredible, natural sleep aid. They're all top of the line. Thank you for your support. It's key to our operation. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. You really need these products. drjonesnaturals.com. Hour number two straight ahead.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. And we're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.